Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. Today, we're going to talk about inspired action. Now, inspired action is when you have a thought, an idea, an impulse that feels really fun, that feels really exciting, that seems really intriguing, that you're really curious about. And when you're in this moment of inspiration, usually it is calling you to an action. That's why it's called inspired action. And it feels a lot like, wouldn't it be really fun to do this? And isn't that interesting that that plays on my desire to do this? And it's up to you to take the action. And of course, you can be in the inspiration of the feeling state and really anchoring that in. And perhaps there's some creativity around it that you want to journal out or voice note out or think about how this could play out and what you want to do with the actual specifics of the action. And that's all wonderful. But the fun part, equally fun part, is to actually take the action. And now, the action itself will most likely feel, when you're about to do it, when you're about to actually take the action, it may feel a little bit new, different, and perhaps there's been some time in between the inspiration and you taking the actual action, and so now it doesn't feel as exciting anymore because you're about to take the action. And oftentimes, inspired action is something we have never done before. And then a little bit of fear creeps in, a little bit of the unknown creeps in, and all of a sudden, it doesn't feel as inspired. However, when you work through that, when you're on the other side of that and you're taking the inspired action, it feels amazing. It feels equally amazing as having the inspiration in the beginning. In fact, when you have the inspiration, you don't actually know what it's going to fully feel like when you have the manifestation or once you've completed the inspired action. And it's so much fun to see how it actually turns out, how you feel while you're doing it, how you feel when it becomes manifested. So while this is a process in itself, from inspiration to actually taking the action and then seeing what comes of the action, it is well worth taking the action. You will get lots of fulfillment and enjoyment of taking the action. And if you're taking the action and it's multiple steps, and you're realizing that one step is coming a lot easier than the other steps, just take a moment and remind yourself of the feelings of the inspiration. Go back to that initial feeling state and remember what made you so excited in the first place. Get back into that energy and take it slowly. This was an inspired action. That means that it just popped up out of nowhere and is something that you get to do now. There's no time frame around it. There's no time limit. You have all your life to do whatever it is. Now, of course, if it's inspired action, you're going to also be motivated because you want to complete it, because it's something that feels so amazing and fun. But give yourself some space and some time to actually enjoy it. Because you are also, in doing this, building your trust and building your faith in your ability to take inspired action. Every time you take inspired action, you start to show yourself, prove to yourself, that your initial instinct around the inspiration was actually true. It was amazing. It was exciting. It was interesting. And you'll do it over and over and over and over again. And oftentimes in manifestation, we talk a lot about our thoughts and our beliefs and our feelings and our energy. But inspired action is just as beautiful as all of the other things that we do and we learn and we change and we embody. You are now the person who takes inspired action. And when the inspired actions stack up and you are embodying the energy of your manifestation, the manifestations come more quickly and more quickly and more quickly. And when you go through this full process over and over and over again and you're manifesting one right after the other, you become the magnetic manifester because you're literally manifesting all the time. It's like your world is magic and it just keeps on appearing and you keep on loving the life that you've created. So I want you to just take a moment to really feel into all that. Maybe close your eyes and just breathe it out. And just imagine seeing in your mind's eye you filling your days with taking action that feels really good. Whatever that is to you, whether that's being a parent, whether that's building your business, whether that's being with clients, whether that's exchanging new ideas at work. Think about the actions that light you up. And the next time that you get inspired, come back to this place. And remember that you've taken inspired action before and you can do it again. And how great it really does feel. Breathing that in, exhaling it out. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Have a fabulous week. I will be with you again for another podcast episode on Thursday.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.